The initial 5% water allocation for federal water districts such as Westlands Water District is going to be a hardship for growers. It most likely will not be greater than 5% unless we have a miracle March. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. And many of the growers in Westlands Water District and other federal districts are growing tree nut crops. Jose Gutierrez is the chief operating officer for Westlands.
Well, they'll get through it through, the little CVP allocation that we received and purchasing that supplemental water.
If that water is available to be purchased.
They will also likely pump groundwater, but groundwater quality is not as good as surface water quality, and it impacts the health and production of almond trees and other permanent crops. So what they'll do is they'll like blend the groundwater with surface water and use that to irrigate their trees.
If those growers have annual crops such as tomatoes, they'll idle that land
and transfer the water that they would have used on those crops to their trees.
Of course, all this means on these low water years is a change in our infrastructure to capture whatever water we can't get during heavy rain and snow years.
We could improve our existing infrastructure, like expanding existing reservoirs or building new reservoirs so that, you're right, we capture the water when it's available during big years like 2017, and hopefully that water can hold us over for drier years that follow.
And there is also the chance for a miracle March, bringing heavy rains. It's happened before. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.